You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she has an idea that could help dairy farmers struggling with historically low milk prices. Last week, we brought you the story of a fourth-generation Skinny Atlas dairy farmer who's considering shutting down. WAER's Scott Willis reports the senator's legislation would create a new price floor for milk.
Gillibrand is a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee and is urging colleagues to include the provision in the upcoming five-year farm bill. She said in a conference call that most of the state's 4,400 dairy farms are operating below the cost of production, which threatens their business, their families, the economy, and rural communities.
Farmers are currently being paid $16.10 per hundredweight, but the average cost of production is nearly $23. And farmers can't just turn their production on and off when the price of milk changes. Cows have to be milked, and milk spoils if it's not used, which means our dairy farmers have been forced to accept low prices for too long.
Gillibrand says the money would come from the Treasury and cover only part of the difference. She says the federal government's poorly designed dairy farmer insurance program is not paying out and leaves farmers no place to turn for relief. Gillibrand says most of the problem is tied to how milk and dairy products are priced.
The price of milk is set by the price of cheese in Chicago, and there's a lot of price manipulation, and there's probably fraud within the system. The cost of production and the price of milk are not related at all. So until you begin to address fraud and the manipulation that happens with the actual pricing of cheese, then you won't actually fix the problem for liquid milk.
The price of liquid milk is largely dictated by what's called federal milk marketing orders, which pays farmers based only on fluid milk consumption versus what's used to make cheese, yogurt, or sour cream. Gillibrand says she's been working to change the formula since she's been in Congress. She says the farm bill is usually bipartisan, but worries dairy provisions might make it harder to pass than it should be.
Members of the Senate that are on the Agriculture Committee typically are from states that have commodities or beef production or livestock production. Not a lot of states that have dairy are well represented on the Ag Committee.
Gillibrand says their chances of success depend on how much dairy farmers raise their voices and elevate the conversation. The farm bill should be done in April. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.